Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Miami Heat, a 110-104 winner over the Lakers last night. Ron Rothstein going to join us here for a couple of minutes to talk a little bit about that. Coach, thanks for the time, as always. Lakers, a little different-looking team without LeBron James and Anthony Davis, huh?
A little bit. Still pretty good. They're still very, very competitive, but, I mean, come on. You're taking out two fairly important players, I think.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Coach, and good morning to you, and thanks for coming on this morning. We always appreciate and love talking to you about everything. So I heard their coach after the game say, hey, you know what, the other guys, this is only going to help us. Because they did play hard last night. The Lakers came out and played hard. It gave you a great effort. You think that helps when these guys come back and all of a sudden they are the best team in basketball again with the group they have, the support for AD and LeBron?
I think they're pretty good, Joe. Look, anytime you can get guys to have to step, guys who are like in complementary roles, and they have to step up and make major plays at crunch time and get that experience. I think that's big, because down the road, you know, in the playoffs, you never know, A, who's going to get hurt, who's not going to get hurt. B, you know, when teams are tilted defensively to the stars, sometimes those complementary guys got to carry you. So if they have an opportunity during the regular season in real moments to make those plays, that could be big.
Yeah, no, the experience they're getting. I'll ask you about the other team out east. We haven't seen much of KD, Kyrie, and Harden play together, and yet there they are with the best record. You just have the feeling here pretty soon they're all going to get real healthy before these playoffs. Can anybody with their supporting cast, by the way, which is also we don't talk about enough how good they've been, are they clearly the best team in the east, in your opinion, even though there's some other teams like Bucks and 76ers right with them?
I think if they're healthy, and that's a big if.
Yep.
I think if they're healthy, and they have a chance to play X number of games together, whatever that number of games is, you know, I don't have that crystal ball, but they have such firepower. And really, I mean, look, it's important to be good defensively, but you can't win a championship unless you're really talented offensively. And one of the things that, you know, if you go back and look over the last 20, 25 years and look at the champions, is how good those championship teams were offensively. And when you're winning, you're plus minus, and not plus minus, but when you're winning by an average of 9 or 10 points a game or 11 points a game, that's championship caliber territory. And that's what those guys could do. And then they got some really nice pieces around them. Look, Joe Harris has emerged as one of the top three-point shooters. You know, he's their Duncan Robinson. And they just have a lot of firepower. They've gotten better defensively. And it's hard for me to see, if they're healthy and they get a chance to play together, how they're not the favorite in the East anyhow.
Yep.
All right. Coach, a couple additions to this Heat team the last couple weeks or month. Ariza and Oladipo, just namely, just two, those two guys. What have you seen from both those guys so far as additions to this team? What did each guy bring? Oladipo, obviously, with a scare last night, injury-wise. But Ariza and Oladipo, in your eyes, what have they brought to this Heat team so far?
Well, I think they bring this great potential to really be good defensively. I mean, you can look out there, and you know, they got to crunch time, and Spo needed a stop or two or three. You could put a team out there of Kimmy, Ariza, Oladipo, Iguodala, and bam. That's five pretty talented guys. Got some firepower in that offense and in that group also, okay? And right now, I think they have already added to our defense because both of them physically, they're athletic, they're long, they can guard. Sometimes when I watch, I see our rotations aren't exactly what they should be, but that takes time when you add new people into a system. And, you know, there's hardly any practice time available to these guys. So everything's being done on the fly. But I just think it gives us and I think it gives Spo added weapons and adds the ability for him to mix and match depending upon who we're playing and game situations. I think it's just a plus-plus with both of them. And both of them could score. I mean, Victor Oladipo has been a 20-point scorer in this league, and Ariza has been solid. And by the way, I looked it up yesterday. And I wanted to know what the winning percentage of the guys on our team is. You know, when you talk about players, you talk about and you say, what have they done? And right away, people go to their statistics, and they give you how many points you scored, all of that stuff. I decided I wanted to look at – I want to know how many winners we have on our team. Because, you know, when they talk about coaches, they talk about record. What's your winning percentage? But they never do about players. So anyhow, I looked it up yesterday, and I found out that the only guy in the starting five who doesn't have a winning percentage of 500 or more in their career was Victor Oladipo, and he's just under 500 at 468. And I think having played in Houston recently took him under that number.
Right.
Yeah. And, wow. You know, because they're going through such a rebuild. But you got Jimmy Butler's at 600. Trevor Ariza is at 547. Andre Iguodala is at 597. Bam is at 519. Duncan is at 544. Gordon is at 542. We got a bunch of winners on this team.
Right, right.
So I like guys. I'm not so much interested in their statistics because statistics can be driven by who you're playing with and the style your team is playing. I want to know if guys know how to win. I think that's important.
Hey, Ron, I wanted to ask you, and I think our coach Spo's done a great job with whoever starts, you know, and guys coming off the bench. Everybody sucks it up. You never hear about guys bitching, and we hear it on other teams and with other guys, veterans, think they're going to play more and stuff. We don't seem to have that problem. I always wonder, because you've been on the bench for a long time, so you've got to see when guys do pout. You've got to see it up close. I want to ask you, is that a big thing for guys that are especially really good players to start, or is it overrated from what the media talks about?
No, I think, look, NBA players, guys are great players. They've been great players in their career, and that's how they get to the NBA. And everybody's got an ego. And everybody's different. Most guys want to start. If they'll be honest with you, they want to start for various reasons. A lot of guys are not really capable of accepting what they consider to be a lesser role. But really, it's really about who finishes.
That's right.
That's really the most important thing. So part of the issue is, who are the guys you get? Who are the guys you bring in? Okay? Everybody wants to win. The issue is, do they want to win on their terms or they want to win on our terms? That's the issue.
Yeah, I brought,
and you always want to find guys, Joe. Yeah. You always want to find guys who are willing to win on the team's terms.
Yeah, I think, by the way, the guys, they really have done a good job. Look at Kendrick Nunn from starting to you add a guy and he's not playing it. And Tyler Hero, I always wonder with Tyler being young and having success in that bubble last year, I wonder how difficult it is for him from time to time. He still gets his minutes, but not being in that introduction, I always wonder. But
well, I think a big part of it is also is, you know, their culture, okay, and the head coach and the front office.
Right.
Those are all very, very important things in selling that program and making it work.
Well, Coach, you've been around NBA for a while, bringing up those two guys specifically, and Duncan and Tyler. Have you been around the trade deadline before and seen guys kind of get a little bit nervous, and then once the trade deadline's over and they haven't been traded, go back to normal? And did we see that maybe with Duncan and Tyler for a couple of weeks where they were in all the trade kind of rumors, but they never went anywhere, and then all of a sudden they got that kind of monkey off their back and felt a little better about their play?
I said a week before the deadline, I said it to Jax. We're sitting there watching the game, and I said, these shooting woes will go away as soon as the trade deadline passes. Huh. I mean, it happens all the time. Wow. There's the trade deadline, and there's the All-Star game. And when I bring up the All-Star game, the week before and the week after the All-Star game, normally, in normal seasons gone by, you see very strange scores because some guys check out early and check back in late.
Right.
And I'm talking about mentally.
Right. Gotcha.
Okay?
That's funny.
And when you talk about shooters and all of a sudden you see them shooting the way Tyler and Duncan, I mean,
right,
to me it was obvious. There was never any question in my mind that those woes would go away once the trade deadline went away.
Hey, Ron, I wanted to ask you this. Are you drinking the Kool-Aid at all on the Jazz or the Suns right now?
Well, I'm impressed by both of them. I don't know if I'm drinking the Kool-Aid.
You know, I'm talking championship Kool-Aid. You know what I was talking about, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, I think, look, they have really good teams. They haven't done it yet. So you got to be a little hesitant, you know. Look, the Jazz last year, if they didn't lose Bogdanovich, they're in the finals against the Lakers, not the Nuggets. I really think if Bogdanovich was healthy, remember, they had the Nuggets down 3-1.
That's right.
That's right.
That's the first. I think that was the first 3-1 series they came back from. And they've got all the pieces they need. And if I remember correctly, I don't think Mike Conley played a whole lot last year. He's a really good player. I mean, really good player. They've got a lot of pieces. They play very, very well together. They're very well coached, and I will say the exact same thing about Phoenix. You know, at the end of last year, you remember, in the bubble, Phoenix
undefeated,
was like killing everybody.
Right.
You know, and they just picked up where they've left off, and they've got a young center. That kid's a stud. Remember, he was a number one pick in that Doncic draft.
Right.
Okay, and he is emerging. He's a big-time force in the middle. And then you got a guy like Chris Paul. You see the nugget that was out there, I think ESPN put it out, about Chris Paul's career, how teams' winning percentages have always increased after he got there. Hmm. He's just one of those kind of guys. He's one of those kind of players. You know, and they added Jay Crowder to the mix, who played so well for us last year. I think you have to consider them to be legitimate because you've got to remember not everybody's whole the whole time in the playoffs, and I'm talking injury-wise.
Right.
You know, and your margin of error isn't huge. I don't care how good you are. Your margin of error, the deeper you go into the playoffs, keeps shrinking. And who knows, you know.
Oh, this thing's going to be fun.
Those are two really good teams.
This thing is
– and really well coached.
Going to be fun for sure. You know, Ron, we just have to have you every so often, man, just to come on here and get it rolling a little bit. So thank you so much for getting up with us this morning, buddy. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Ron.
Hey, guys, it's always a pleasure.
You take care.
Be safe.
All right.
All right, Ron Rothstein joining us there on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, Zach, I got to tell you this morning about your South Florida Chevy dealer. Let me see. You got a little time this weekend, so you're shopping around. Oh, you got your list together and trying to find something, you know, you can afford, but it's got a great look to it and got a lot of space. And I'm like, well, I always like to talk to the big guys out there. I want to let you know that if you're looking for a big, comfortable, great-looking SUV, and you haven't seen the new 2021 Tahoes and Suburbans, got a brand new look, sporty look that's been a huge success, and more space. I can't do any better than that for you and your family, especially for folks out there that aren't going to jump on an airplane for a while but looking to take that little SUV vacation. We got them for you. They should call it the Tahoe Vacation and Suburban Vacation because it's perfect for you and the whole family no matter where you're going. Hey, listen, it's so much more. Yeah, when you talk to the general managers and the folks at Chevy, especially here in South Florida, they're going to tell you these are the best products by far we have ever had. Silverado trucks, perfect trucks for you and your lifestyle, man. Working trucks, family trucks, combo trucks. We got them, man. We got them in just the color and style you're looking for. And how about that new midsize SUV, that new Traverse? Boy, it really makes driving fun. It's a midsize SUV, but spacious enough to accommodate the big family and doesn't compromise the style. I got to tell you, they call it a midsize SUV. It looks a little bigger to me with all that space, man. It really does. Hey, we got something for the whole family. Great deals and great prices for you. Are you kidding? Of course we do. You're going to love your experience at South Florida Chevy Dealers. So this weekend, make some time. And remember, wake up and think, South Florida Chevy Dealers, that's right. All over Dade, Broward, even Monroe County, find new roads and get a great deal at your South Florida Chevy dealer this weekend.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.